All right, well, we're ready to get going here in the division. This Miami team is, as usual, a very explosive team to deal with, as they have been for the last few years. Offensively, their skill players are outstanding. Good quarterbacks, good running backs, good tight end, very good receivers, very explosive receivers. All these guys make huge and big plays consistently, so they're a hard group to stop. Tempo is, Coach Gase does a great job with his scheme, with the tempo, with the overall offensive system. So it's very challenging for us. And defensively, it's a team that does a great job of knocking the ball off the offense. It caused a lot of fumbles. They've had a lot of turnovers in the last 2 years. Put a lot of pressure on the quarterback. They have an excellent front and a lot of depth there, so they roll those players in consistently. I think getting McDonald back in the secondary with Jones gives them, two real big hitters at safety, very explosive players, contact guys. And as always, they're good in the kicking game. Coach Rizzi does an excellent job. They rush punts and kicks as well as anybody in the league, and have two good returners, Landry and Grant, good core group of cover players. They always do a good job on special teams. They're one of the best units that we'll face all year. So this will be a big week for us. Need to do a lot of things right to play well against the Dolphins. They put a lot of pressure on you in every area. So they're well coached. They have really good players. And it's always tough in the division. So hopefully we have a good week here and we'll be ready to go.
Bill, when it comes to their quarterbacks, what, if anything, changes depending on who's in there for them?
Yeah, they're both good players. You got to cover the receivers. You got to stop the run. Either quarterback can get the ball to the open receivers, make good throws, and they both read coverage as well. Coach Gase does a good job with the offense of trying to force the defense to declare what they're in, and then the quarterback can cut it up. So they're both experienced. They both do a good job of that.
Bill, on John Jones, I know he's put a lot on special teams since he's been here, but just in terms of his cornerback play, how much development have you seen in that area from him on defense?
Yeah, quite a bit. Yeah, he's done a good job for us. He's played primarily inside, but he can play both. He's played both outside and inside. He's got good catch-up speed and does an excellent job of finishing. There's really good awareness of the receiver's hands, the timing of the throw, when to reach for the ball and not to get interference calls, try to get in the pocket of the receiver and so forth. But he's got good speed and good quickness. And he's a tough kid. You see that in the kicking game. You see it on defense, too. He's tough.
Do you think he's one of the fastest players on the team?
Yeah. I'd say every team's gunners are probably the fastest players on every team. Unless team elects not to use a guy out there, but put guys out of gunner, it's usually because they run well.
When you're standing 5'8", can that elite type speed help you as a corner too? Kind of make up for the lack of height,
Yeah, absolutely. There's no such thing as too much speed. It doesn't exist. It's hard because you can't coach that either.
The decision to move on from Cassius Marsh and bring Eric Lee in, was it just a feeling that you thought Lee could give you more defensively than what Marsh was giving you?
It's just the feeling that we felt like that was the best move to make for the football team.
What about Lee makes him a guy you wanted to acquire?
We worked against him at Houston in preseason. Played outside linebacker for Houston, defensive end in their sub package, so there's some relevance there for us, similar to the position that was vacated. So we'll see how it goes.
Some guy that you had a chance to meet on your trip every spring when you go down to Florida, had you met him prior to the draft?
No. I didn't personally meet him, no.
How helpful is that when you're able to see somebody practice the way you guys did when you were in West Virginia? And then, you know, obviously have the preseason game, but is that
significant? There's a lot of guys on our team that we haven't seen practice, so I wouldn't say that was a big deciding factor, but I mean, we did see him, so.
Bill, when you trade for a player like Marquise Flowers before the year, he had, I think, only 72 defensive snaps before coming here. Is there a period where you have to kind of figure out what his strengths are on defense before you plug him in?
Well, Marquise played quite a bit on defense for the Bengals in preseason. And so I think, you know, you could see it there. It's not regular season, but it was actually this season. So I think we had a pretty good idea of what his defensive skills were, even though the number of regular season plays, as you pointed out, was limited. There are quite a few preseason plays on defense that you could evaluate.
I know that Trevor Riley has only been here for a few weeks, but have you seen progression from Riley and from Flowers since they've been taking more defensive snaps for you guys?
Well, Trevor was here last year, and Trevor, you know, I think did a really good job for us. We were pretty healthy last year and never really had an opportunity to move him up when opportunity came for him to, you know, be a roster player and playing games and so forth. You know, he took that. But I think that he was playing at a pretty good level last year. We just didn't have the spot this year. It was a little bit different, and I'd say he's built on last year, but he was, you know, he was doing well last year too. We just couldn't, just didn't have the spot. So I'm not, wouldn't say I'm surprised at the way he's performed. He's done a good job for us. He probably would have done that last year if we had an opportunity to get him in there, but you know, we had other guys that we don't have this year. And so, as I said, we just couldn't, you know, snap room.
Have you seen any of those coordinated team touchdown celebrations, and do you see your guys doing any of those this year?
Yeah, we're really focused more on trying to keep the other team out of the end zone and trying to get in the end zone, so no, I haven't really spent a lot of time on the halftime show.
Coming off Steven Guskowski's game from Sunday, I was curious, like, as a kicker gets older, what do you watch for to make sure to see that he's still performing maybe at the level, you know, he maybe was earlier in his career? Is it leg strength? Is it, you know, something else that you might look for to just say he's still progressing or still improving as he gets older?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how much real improvement you're going to see from a player that's been in the league 12 or 20 years in a case like Adam, somebody like that. But so the level they're performing at is pretty good. If they can maintain that, then that's certainly enough to help the team. Are there things that, you know, a player can do better? Yeah, sure, there always are technique things. And, you know, I think Steve's really improved in some of his alternative kicks on kickoffs, as an example, instead of just, you know, kicking every ball as far as he can. He's done a great job of that. But yeah, I'd say it's maintaining the timing and the overall leg speed and technique that makes kickers good at their job.
Did you happen to take note of the reaction of, like, almost the whole team seemingly coming up to him after that kick? And maybe, like, could that be viewed as a reflection of how he's maybe more than like the kicker stereotype, like that he's almost like the athlete, you know?
Yeah, I think that's fair to say, yeah. I mean, look, it was a big momentum play in the game, and it was a, you know, it was a great play all by all three guys. You know, Joe, Ryan, and Steve, it was a really good operation. It was a hell of a kick, so. Yeah, I mean, I think everybody's excited about it.
Coach, as we get later into the season, you talk about playing your best football late. I don't want to ask if you coach differently, but are you maybe more or less patient with certain mistakes that may be made around this time of year than you would be in September or early in the season?
Well, we're always trying to get better and do the things best we can every week. So let's try to do it that way the first week, the 10th week, and however many weeks there are after that. Always trying to do things as well as we can. Give our players the best plan, instruct them and teach them and prepare them the best that we can. And I know they expect to play the best, that they put their best performance out there every week. You know, as you get fewer games, each one becomes more important and bigger, and you want to do your best in them. So I think everybody has the same goals there. I don't think that's a lot different from what it was in September, but it's there are fewer games. We've had more practices. We have more opportunities, hopefully. Our execution and play is better.
Two final questions.
Well, there was a play last weekend with Jonathan Jones where a Raiders player looked like, tried to basically instigate something with him after the play. I'm wondering if you talk to your players ever about those kinds of situations that happen to pop up occasionally in football games and how to handle themselves in those moments.
Talk about it every week. Let's say that's between me, myself, and the player.
Is it difficult, do you think, for players to toe that line where they're obviously competitive, but they don't want to hurt the team by doing something after the play?
I don't know. You'd have to ask the players that.
Thanksgiving coming up tomorrow, is it still pumpkin pie for you? Is that sort of at the top of the list?
Pretty much whatever's on the table is at the top of my list. But, yeah, I wouldn't turn that down. All right. Great. Thank you. Yep.